Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This story of the Apostle Paul in Corinth gives us a glimpse into the woes and troubles of a preacher of the gospel. Every Sabbath, Apostle Paul goes to the synagogue to debate the gospel with the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy join him, he devotes his time fully to the debate with the Jews and the Greeks. But all this effort did not lead to any missionary success. As we read in the chapters earlier before this episode, we discover that the Jews reject the gospel that they hear. They are unwilling to accept that Christ is the Messiah. They reject Paul, they blaspheme Jesus Christ, and they curse him who died the death on the cross. For them, that is for the Jews, the news of a crucified person like Jesus Christ resonates in their tradition as something that is not acceptable. In Deuteronomy 21, verse 22, we read, "If a man guilty of a capital offense is put to death and his body hung on a tree, you must not leave his body on the tree overnight. Be sure to bury him that same day, because anyone who is hung on a tree is under God's curse." The Apostle Paul, in turn, responds with his own symbolic gesture of cursing them by shaking his clothes to show his innocence, and he accuses them for bringing upon themselves the wrath of God, because rejecting the crucified makes him responsibility for his death. The blood of the crucified is now on their heads. And from now on, the Apostle Paul promises that he will now turn to the Gentiles. That does not mean that he will turn away from them forever, but here in Corinth, he decides to move into the house of an uncircumcised Gentile who worships God. That house was located next to the synagogue, and it was a provocative move on the part of Paul. For now, that house became Paul's place of preaching and teaching in direct opposition to the synagogue next door. But there's also here the story of success. Crispus, the synagogue ruler, whom Paul most probably baptized, and his entire family came to faith in the Lord. And after that, many other Corinthians who heard Paul preaching believed and were baptized. That, of course, increased the opposition against Paul, because the news is now out that a new movement parallel to the synagogue called Christianity can exist on its own. But within that opposition, Paul hears the Lord's voice in a vision. "Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in the city." In a vision here that sounds like one coming to prophets in the Old Testament like Jeremiah or Isaiah, the Lord tells Paul to stay in Corinth. The reason why he should stay is that there are many other people in the city who still need to hear this gospel. And he should preach it without fear, since the Lord himself will protect him. God wants to gather a large Christian congregation in the city of Corinth amongst the Gentiles. And indeed, Paul stayed for a year and a half in that city, teaching the word of God. Thus far, our text that you have just heard being read from the lectern, I have basically paraphrased what it says. But what could we learn from these few verses that we have just read? Paul's ministry seems somewhat unique for us in order to strike analogies to our situation today. But I believe there are a few reality checks coming our way from this text. The first one is that the Word of God does not always find open ears amongst the wise of our society. It is a stumbling block and it is a foolishness. But there's also a second reality check. Rejection always raises the question whether the preacher should actually stay or move on. Paul wanted to leave, and it may seem that he chooses the easy way out here, a luxury the average pastor in the Missouri Synod does not have, lest he fall into the black pool of CRM candidates. But the reason why Paul wants to leave is not based on his own desires. To him, the gospel itself was finding no acceptance, no success. To him, this meant that the Lord God himself did not desire to convert anyone in Corinth. And so for many preachers like you and me, the fact that the gospel does not bring forth the fruit one hopes for can be totally discouraging. And understandably then is also the temptation of wanting to leave the scene. However, what you think or what I think is not always what the Lord desires. Paul must stay because there are many people in Corinth the Lord himself wants to bring the gospel to. That is a testimony to God's endless mercy to save whoever can be saved. And so a further lesson for us is that a pastor is always there for his people for the sake of their salvation. Even if the idea of continuing is very difficult, the Lord provides us with his assurance, his comfort through his word, and then he blesses his work. Initial failure here turns to success. The seed grows, and the joy for the ministry returns, and the congregation that Paul wanted to leave now becomes his second home. And so we also want to apply this ministry to our ministry as well, whether now or in the future. God's will is done also at the place and time where I am located and where I am working. As difficult as the idea of staying on may be, with the Lord's comforting words of support and his blessing provided, we shall stay put in our post as preachers of God's word for as long as it takes. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.